Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 Kansas City! Both sides, yeah, it's time to hustle and shine. Good morning, y'all. Report live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios. It's Brian B. Shining.
It's 6 o'clock on the dot. It's your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. High up 65, and it is currently 41 with clear skies at Arrowhead Stadium.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling 2 days away from Christmas and after that news that was dropped on yesterday?
Oh, I feel good. I ain't got nothing.
It does.
You
gonna keep your tickets
don't.
Regardless.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, y'all, look, y'all heard the news yesterday. So we're opening the phone lines and the text lines up all morning long so you can vent to Hustle and Shine.
Yeah, Chiefs are going to Kansas. Call us 816-540-1033. Also, TMG goes down at your 23s. Remy Ma addresses Papoose, and that AI singer fire shots back at Kehlani and Jermaine Dupri.
Your motivation on the way in 10 minutes. But D, I need all the chicken and steak soft tacos this week that you can stand. And more. Because it is
Taco Tuesday!
Today is Taco Tuesday!
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation.
Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You've had an unexpected setback. Don't magnify its negative impact with a sustained period of despair over it. It happened. It disrupted your plans. And no amount of resentment or anger can change that. Learn from it. Make the necessary adjustments, then quickly shake it off and move forward. Use the occasion as an opportunity to clarify and recommit to your objectives. Disruptions can slow you down, but you don't have to let them stop you cold. In the moment, you might be tempted to feel sorry for yourself, perhaps even to seek pity from others. In the long run, however, your best choice is to act with strength, confidence, and positive determination. You, your skills, your resources, your connections, and your purposes are bigger than any sudden setback. Put what happened in proper perspective, and you can immediately improve your attitude. It's not what you would have wanted, yet your next move up is up to you. Shake off the setback and come away from it stronger than ever. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time. It's a high up 65, and currently it is 41, clear skies and Independence. Singer Tyrese reveals he's still trying to get a Teddy Pendergrass movie made, and says Teddy told him who should portray him.
I was the pallbearer at his funeral. I was with him for at least 6 years prior to him passing away. And he said, you're the only person that could play me in a movie, because even though you sing and you act, you never wanted to be me. You were you the whole time, and that's why I want you to play me in a movie.
Would you watch that movie, B?
Yes, absolutely. I would. Love Teddy P.
You feel like Tyrese would be a good person to portray him?
Actually, yes. Mm-hmm. I honestly do. They would have to do a lot of makeup, I think.
Really?
I think they could make it work, though, because Tyrese got the soul. He got the passion. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he got that in spades.
Yeah.
For better or for worse. So yeah, I would be interested. I'm not sure how the masses would mm-hmm. take that in. But Teddy P has an interesting story being from Philly and all of that. Mm-hmm. And he got into that bad car wreck.
Yeah.
And that was like mid-80s, I wanna say early to mid-80s. And it really stopped all of his, like Teddy Everything, P was yeah. the man. Yeah. He was like Usher back in his day, you know. So I would like to see that.
Yeah, just throw that fur coat on Tyrese, redo that one picture he got. He right there.
Congratulations!
Now, if you are a people pleaser, the clip that I accidentally had first might actually be for you. David Banner speaks on being selfish.
Oh, give me a second, y'all. Hold on. You was moving too quick, Dave.
Do your little two-step, KC.
Take care of yourself first. Most of my life, I've always done for others first. But I am now realizing that we overcompensate with kindness and we deal with other people's traumas, their lives, because we don't really want to deal with our own.
So, message I got from that is be selfish sometimes and don't feel bad about it. And then when you are in a position to help others, make sure you do that. Especially as we get into this holiday season.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103.
Today's announcement is truly historic. Actually, it's a little bit surreal. Today's announcement will touch the lives of Kansans for generations to come. Today's announcement is a total game changer for our state. Because today, we are announcing an agreement to bring our beloved Kansas City Chiefs right here to Kansas.
That was the announcement from Kansas Governor Laura Kelly yesterday, as all of Kansas is just elated mm-hmm. that our Kansas City Chiefs will be moving over to the Sunshine State. And, you know, the emotions were high yesterday of on course. The internet, as you can see. I had my little post. And it's like people saying that I'm from out of town.
Who said that? Well, what's your take on it? Let's tell us that first. What's your take, B?
Are y'all serious? So, okay. I just look at this as an expansion of the city. I've always looked at Kansas City as bigger than KC Mo. Mm-hmm. Bigger, and it's a numbers thing with me. Mm-hmm. KC Mo is about 560,000 people, y'all. So I'm talking about Kansas City, Missouri, just that part, just from Front Street to Bannister Road, mm-hmm. from State Line to, you know, Raytown or
right,
whatever.
Right, right, right.
When we talk about the power that Kansas City has, it ain't just KC Mo. Mm-hmm. It's Grandview. It's Raytown.
Absolutely.
It's North KC. Mm-hmm. It's Olathe. It's Overland Park. It's yeah. Shawnee Mission. It's Raytown. It's Independence. It's Lee Summit. It's North KC. It's Liberty. I hope right. I ain't forget nobody. But it's all of us encompassing together yeah. that makes up more than 2 million people. And so what did Big Mama say on Soul Food? She said, individually, we make a hand. But mm-hmm. together, we make a powerful, mighty fist that can strike a mighty blow. Mm. And that's how I feel about Kansas
Come
City.
On, man.
Like y'all, we have to have a bigger mindset and a bigger perspective of what this city is and what it offers you. Okay, so come on, man. People are trying to make this big difference between KCK and KC Mo.
Yeah.
Y'all, it's not a big difference.
You're still gonna go to the games.
When we get celebrities coming in all the time, mm-hmm. they don't know where they at. They don't know if they're in Kansas or Missouri.
Yeah.
They have no clue. Yeah. Why do y'all think these celebrities come here all the time and mess up either Kansas or Missouri, no matter what side of the line they're on?
Butchering it.
Because they don't know where they are. My point is, y'all, we are arguing from within. And for what? We look stupid arguing with ourselves about this stupid-ass conversation about Kansas City and where it is and where it resides. It's dumb. Not when we can all come together mm-hmm. and become 2 million and become a powerful big city. But it just shows me, like, how small of a mindset that some people have
yeah.
when it comes to this situation. And I don't understand what the big rift is and big beef is between people in KC Mo and not wanting to embrace I guess, Kansas.
Everybody. Well, yeah, it's a lot. Like you said, emotions are high. Even Missouri Governor Mike Keogh, of course, has said, unfortunately, quote, team ownership has decided to abandon Lamar Hunt's legacy at the iconic Arrowhead Stadium, a place that the Chiefs fans have rallied around since 1972. At Arrowhead, every game feels like a Super Bowl. No new stadium will replicate that. And that
Keogh
was from
said that?
Missouri Governor Mike Keogh. Yes.
So he said that Clark Hunt is a... abandoning.
Well, he said
Lamar.
He said at the iconic Arrowhead Stadium.
Can you read that first sentence again for me?
He said, unfortunately, team ownership has decided to abandon Lamar Hunt's legacy iconic Arrowhead Stadium.
That's
the full line.
Bro, you don't put my daddy in this.
All right.
What are you doing? No, dead ass, for real. Like, what are you talking about?
You know, that's how our people are.
I'm abandoning my daddy's legacy. Are we serious right now?
Emotions are high.
I'm not expanding on it.
Well, I do feel, I'm going to say this too.
You can't name nobody daddy in a press release, dog. Like, I feel like that's just too personal for me.
It ain't that big of a deal. But what I will say is I feel a little bit more connected.
That's this whole thing. It is a big deal. His father brought the Chiefs here. His father named the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's a big deal in this thing.
I do feel a little bit more connected to my KC cousins. I will say that.
Oh, you should.
I feel like we really here now. Like, we really have a good understanding. We both lost teams. The love is mutual. I'm still going to support the Chiefs.
And here's the thing, too, before we wrap up. All the people that's complaining about the Chiefs moving to Kansas, guess what, D?
What?
They still going to have a Brad Chiefs 15 Mahomes jerseys on next year and the year after that, and in 2031 when they move to Kansas.
Yeah. Plus, y'all got the, look, 2031. Not tomorrow. It's up the street, man, though.
You can forget it with that.
I'm just saying, like,
trying to make people look at the bright side with that one.
I mean, you got to. You got a couple years to get used to this idea.
It's your boy, comedian Bruce, and every morning you listening to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103.
We're big dreamers, and my family and I have devoted our lives to making big dreams come true. The state of Kansas came to us and told us about their big dream. It's a state-of-the-art stadium, a world-class training facility, a new team headquarters, and a vibrant mixed-use development. It's a public-private partnership whose primary beneficiaries are the citizens of the greater Kansas City area. It's a big dream, and today is a major step in making it a reality. Don't get me wrong, we have a lot of work to do. We're still early in the process. In the months ahead, we will hire an architect and a contractor and get to work on a 5+ year timeline to build a new stadium.
That's the voice of Chiefs Chairman, CEO Clark Hunt, speaking about the Chiefs' move to Kansas. Mm-hmm. There are so many layers to this, D. With his family legacy, and people are talking about, well, he's destroying, like you just mentioned with Governor Keogh.
Yeah.
Talking about his father. Well, y'all... I don't think that he's destroying his father's legacy, Lamar Hunt, who brought this team here from Dallas, Texas in 1963. What I do think is he's going to take it a step further with his father's legacy and trying to host a Super Bowl, the game in which his father named, here in Kansas City. Like, that's not possible right now with Arrowhead.
At all.
It's not. Not with this weather, not with how Kansas City is built in the cold and all this other stuff. So in order to host a Super Bowl, in order to host Final Fours, this was something else that people don't realize. Mm-hmm. With this dome, we're going to be able to have a lot more events here. Yeah. Like the biggest of the big events, WrestleManias, Final Fours.
Those are big.
Bigger concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And so why not take it your father's legacy a step up and host the game that he invented or the game that he named right here in your own city, in your own backyard, in your own stadium. The Patrick Mahomes cash cow, y'all, it ain't gonna last forever. It's not. He might have 10, 12 more years, if we're lucky, in his playing career.
That's a lot.
So he has to cash in now. Yeah. He has to cash in while the opportunity is here. He always was gonna cash in on this opportunity, I believe.
Yeah. Makes sense. I mean, we've been opening up the phone lines because we wanna know, KC, how do you feel about the announcement of the Chiefs moving to Kansas?
Man, I just want to say I love you guys. You guys doing a great job, and I appreciate the broadcast on today. And I just want to say this, man. I live on the KCK side, and I love the Chiefs as well, man. I've always been a Chiefs fan long before Patrick Mahomes got here. So I don't like that it has to be a rift. It shouldn't be a Missouri against Kansas. Let's just support each other, support the team. It's business. It's not personal. And just be happy that we still have the team in Kansas City, in the Missouri side or the Kansas side. So no matter what, let's come together, support our team, love on our team, love on each other, man, and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's to everyone.
Amen and amen.
Perfectly said.
Yeah, thank you, Brother KT. You know you always get big love from Hustle and Shine in the morning. We appreciate you.
All right, much love and be encouraged, okay?
Yes, sir.
Will do.
Thank you, man.
Hey, it's your girl, Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103.
Hey, yo, cousins, thank you so much for tapping the Hot 103 Jams app. We love and appreciate you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine, because we know we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time. Shout out to all the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. We see you, Stacey Davis. She says, Super Taco Tuesday. Shout out to the cousins. Also love to Anastasia Jackson, always sending love. And she actually commented on that whole Chiefs moving to Kansas conversation, and she said that she moved here from Illinois and lived in OP, and she got yelled at for asking people if they lived in Missouri or Kansas. She said, I didn't know to be between the two states, and I don't understand it. Cousin, I was the same way once I got here, but I quickly understood easily. Also, big love to Mama Deborah Woodard. It is her birthday, so we want to send some love to you and the entire family that was sent over from Brandon. And, of course, shout out to Rich Harris. Always tapping in with Hustle and Shine in the morning. Happy holidays to you, family.
Additionally, we appreciate the cities of Lenexa, Shawnee, and Olathe for partnering with Wyandotte County on this bold collaborative initiative. We are excited about this regional partnership and committed to delivering real results that benefit Kansas, strengthen our region, and uplift our local community. With that said, Chiefs, Clark Hunt family, welcome to Kansas!
Woo! That was KCK Mayor, newly KCK Mayor, Crystal Watson, talking about the Chiefs' move to Kansas yesterday. And cousins, look, if you have anything to say on that, please hit us up right now. 816-540-1033.
Party on Parallel.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Ooh. Okay, okay. A Quincy era on Quindaro.
Hello.
That's
yeah,
what we're doing.
I see you.
But first, before we go to break, man, we Cold KC is in the building, D.
Woo-woo. Who we got in the building? Go ahead and grab that mic and let all the cousins know.
Deanna Webb, Director of Programming.
Two Deannas. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Two Deannas this morning.
Professor Horton, representing We Cold KC.
Whoop, whoop.
All right, Professor Horton. So We Cold KC, look, man, they have a lot of great things going on for the community. Just real quick, can you all just let Kansas City know what's going on with We Cold KC real quick?
We Cold KC is doing a Code and Conquer workforce program. It'll be kicking off in February. This is an opportunity for young adults ages of 18 to 26. Come and get trained and conquer. We will be offering a cybersecurity training and also web development that Professor Horton will be leading. Mm-hmm. This is a great way to elevate and a great way to start your new year.
Yes.
Excited to continue our conversation with We Code at 7:38.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:24 on your time. It's a high of 65, and currently it is 42 at the Truman Library. Remy Ma was on TikTok the other day explaining that she is ready to divorce Papoose, but he the one that's holding it up.
You have my lawyer's information. If you can't afford to retain a lawyer, since your lawyer, that the number you gave us has not been retained yet, I told you I'll paper it. If somebody over there that loves you wants to paper it, great. That will make me happy. Stop making these people think that I'm stopping you or anybody.
I pay for it.
That's how she said it.
Can't afford. If somebody over there that loves you wants to paper it, wants to
they
paper it.
They need to go ahead and get this divorce finalized. We're sick. We're sick and we're tired. It's just ridiculous at this point.
I think Remy Ma got a new song coming out.
She did.
Have you heard it?
Mm-mm.
You want a sample?
I would love it.
R-D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Yeah. need to remake that for real.
I love that part.
My divorce. How about that?
I was waiting on that. Richard Lawson. I love that movie. Switch it over to Boosie. He is still speaking on this Forget the Streets movement. He is not fond of it. And he says people need to remember where they come from.
Hey, all these people saying the streets and all this, I'm not with it. Yeah, is up, but it made a success story. Everybody who was traumatized by the streets, it made you a success story to lead them streets. Streets made everything. Hip-hop, NFL, NBA. Most 60% are from the NBA are from the streets.
He's not lying.
Yeah, two things can't be true.
He's not. And I took offense to that Forget the Street stuff because it's like,
why'd you take offense to it?
Because I feel like they leaving people behind who they drag or drug to despair sometimes.
I can understand that.
I do. I really do. I feel like they just leaving people behind. Well, we done made it. We'll forget the rest of y'all.
Well, everybody need to say forget the streets too. No matter if you working a 9-to-5 or you working that corner, you need to.
I think we need to reword it.
Okay.
I think we need to revisit it and reword it instead of saying, because I feel like we're neglecting a lot of people when we say that. That's just how I feel about
gotcha.
It.
Got you. Okay. Well, you and Boosie have the same mindset when it comes to it.
Why are you doing this?
Well, I'm just saying you and Boosie agree, you know?
Oh, my God.
Why are you doing this to me?
I don't know. You said we need to rework it, you know, and all that
stuff. I said reword it. Yeah. I didn't say we work it.
Same thing. Same thing, different font.
What's up? It's your boy, YGKC, and I'm hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103.
This morning, we got the fantastic ladies from We Code KC in the building talking about new career opportunities for all Kansas Cityans. And Deanna, you were talking about before we, not D. We talking about Deanna Webb from We Code KC.
Right, I sure was like, huh? What'd I say?
You were talking about career opportunities and how Kansas City can take advantage of that. Can you expand on that?
Sure. So we are offering a cybersecurity program as well as a web development program that the participants can take advantage of. I have here with me Jen Walker. She is our cybersecurity instructor, Professor Horton.
Good morning.
She's web dev. And I'll let them tell you exactly what an individual can gain. Let's start with you, Jen, on cybersecurity.
Yes, they will be able to earn the CompTIA Security Plus certification. Mm-hmm. It's an industry-recognized certification, which will allow them to be competitive in today's job market, to get entry-level cybersecurity jobs, remote, hybrid, or in-person.
And how much will they start out making?
I sure was finna ask that. I was about to ask about that money.
At minimum, about $75,000.
That's great.
Yep. Mm. And they can easily job hop and earn over $100,000 after about 6 months to a year.
Oh,
making that real money.
Okay.
Yes. And Professor Horton could tell us about web development.
All right. Yes, this is Professor Horton, and you probably already know me, but this is an entry-level program. This is taught by an amazing staff. Students have the opportunity to earn multiple certifications right out the gate. They can learn anything from everything about web dev, from how to design their websites to how to build the back end of the website. We teach them and keep them up to date with mm-hmm. all of the AI techniques, and we are building lifelong relationships and web development and web dev networking opportunities. So come check us out.
And what ages does this range? Who can actually attend these?
So this is for ages 18 to 26, okay. And that is just anybody. We, you know, love to focus on single mothers, those that are looking for a new opportunity that may not want to choose a four-year traditional college. We also love for college students. We definitely have a passion for serving those that are underserved, but we want to help anybody and everybody elevate within the community.
Man, I know so many people stuck in there career right now that they don't like, and something that they're not interested in, something they're not making a lot of money in. This seems perfect for somebody trying to jump into something brand new and something that's sustainable too. That's something that I think that I should have thought about a little more when I was younger. It was like, maybe I should think into the future a little bit more about, you know, a career opportunity or whatever. So this seems like something that's sustainable and something that's going to be here for a long time, which is to me very important for job security.
Absolutely. Major shout out to WeCode KC. How can people apply today? Let all of our cousins know.
You could go online and go to our website to www.wecokc.org. Look for the Code and Conquer program, and there is a way for you to apply right there.
We Code KC. Thank you, ladies, so much for waking up, getting out in this fog. I don't know how y'all gonna get out of here.
How did y'all find y'all way?
We appreciate y'all, man, and everything you do at We Code KC. Yes. Happy holidays, y'all.
Happy holidays. Thank you for having us.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
It's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Good morning, Stacey.
Today for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law, we're going to be talking about license reinstatement, specifically when you can get the points off your records or convictions off of your record. I get a lot of questions about that. If you have already pled guilty to a ticket without an attorney, you have a conviction on your record and possibly points. How you get that off is a guilty plea set aside, and you can only do that up to a year. In some courts, depending if it's a circuit court or a municipal court, that amount of time may be shorter. You definitely want to contact a lawyer as soon as you find out that it's on your driving record to see what your options are, because only a lawyer can file this motion called a guilty plea set aside. That opens up the case, allows the lawyer to amend the ticket to a non-moving violation, and then the court sends a revision to your driving record, taking those points and convictions off. Now, if it's been over a year, generally you're not going to be able to do that. And so you would have to wait 3 years in the state of Missouri to do what's called a purge. You can get some of your convictions off of your driver's license after 3 years by requesting a purge from the Department of Revenue. It's super easy. A lawyer can do it, or you can request it yourself. You would just Google Department of Revenue and purge, and then it gives you the instructions with how to do that. And so this is something that a lot of people ask me about. There are other parts to license reinstatement. I'm going to be going over that on my Faith Justice Victory show at 11:30 on KPRT. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday at 11:30 for that. But if you've got questions, because I've been getting a lot of them this week, you can give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can also find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StaceyShawLaw. Now, remember, today is Tuesday. Jump on over to KPRT at 11:30 to catch a fuller explanation of what you can do to get your license back. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay, yay!
Still talking about the stadium, D.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. People on both sides of the state line, more so in Missouri, mm-hmm. are emotional about this. And I just want to put this in perspective too. The New York Giants and the New York Jets, mm-hmm. they've been playing in New Jersey since the early 80s.
Okay.
The San Francisco 49ers, guess where they play?
No clue.
Santa Clara, California.
Mm.
The, let's see, who else? The LA Rams and LA Chargers, guess where they play? Not in the Los Angeles. Yeah. Now, although it is a suburb of Los Angeles, it's right there. Yeah. It's Inglewood, California. Who else? There are the Dallas Cowboys have never played in Dallas. Mm-hmm. The stadium that they had previous to what they have now at Jerry's World, that was at Irving, Texas. They're in Arlington, Texas right now.
Yeah. Getting the trend here.
Y'all see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
It's not odd for a team to have their stadium not in the quote-unquote city that they're in. Mm-hmm. So this is business as usual, y'all, is what I'm trying to say. This is business in the National Football League. Well, in sports, period.
Yeah, it is.
So I just... And it's like the people who are complaining the most are the ones who, A, didn't vote, mm-hmm. or B, have no skin in the game. Mm-hmm. Ain't bought not a narrow Chiefs ticket ever.
Yeah. Because it's for the fan experience, too. Like, I know we talk about it. We've been talking about it, you know, and that is the job of those decision makers on why they made that move. This is to up the ante, in a sense.
Oh, it will.
And it absolutely will. So, it is what it is.
you better embrace it or get ran over by it. They're going to embrace it, D. Look, a couple years, you see the same people talking stuff on Facebook. They're going to be the same ones at the new dome in 2031. Trust and believe my
shout
word.
Shout out to the KCK cousins, though. I know they've been having a field day. I seen my cousins.
Hood Star, who else? King.
I've been seeing a lot of my cousins on there. Nina popping, pop locking, and dropping.
Who else? A1 Bentley, he from over there.
Yeah. We need to. Shout out to the cousins that's been hitting that Hustle and Shots phone line, too.
Yeah, we love y'all, man. For real, for real.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:26 on your time, high up 65, and it is 46, foggy skies at the Genesis School. Remember that AI singer with a human writer we talked about a couple weeks ago? The name was Zaniah. Well, Zaniah dropped a diss song after Kehlani and Jermaine Dupri had some negative things to say.
Talking about my pen like you know my work. You don't know the nights I cried to write, or how many songs healed somebody's life. You say I ain't real, you say I don't create, but your voice shake a little every time you hate.
So they both, Kehlani and Jermaine Dupri, have commented laughing about it. Because, I mean, at this point, that's just funny. So, you know, that's what it is. New day. Might as well just accept it and try to figure out how to work with AI.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah.
Work with it.
Yeah. Now, switching gears to one of, this might catch you off guard, one of my favorite shows, my older shows that I used to watch all the time. Good Times co-stars Ralph Carter and Bernadette Stannis. They reunited for her birthday. She just turned 72 years old, if I can get it right. But I love the fact that they linked up and they did this.
We by her above water, and we make it away when we can. We got a temporary layoff. Good time. Oh, easy credit for us. Good time.
Clutching and surviving. There we go. Come on, Casey.
Good time. Hanging in a Jordan.
Good time.
Hanging where?
Ain't we lucky we got them?
Are we singing this in the new Arrowhead Dome? Is that what we doing?
I like that.
Okay, bet.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Capricorn season. Happy birthday to those hardworking, practical, and a little stubborn Capricorns.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to R&B and soul singer and one of the singers of The Temptations. A major happy birthday to Terry Weeks. Sending over birthday love to comedian, actor, and host Darren Brand. And last but not least, sending over a major happy heavenly birthday to entrepreneur, social activist, and one of the first female self-made millionaires in the U.S. The reason we get our hair relaxed. Happy heavenly birthday to Madam C.J. Walker.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Alyssa Lee, Maya Banks, and Chano Delane. Sending birthday love to Maisha Cato Perry, Brandon Cortez Phillips, and Ashley Monique Johnson. Happy birthday, Tony Cordell, Precious Cargo, and a big, big special happy birthday to my brother, my dog, DJ Astro. Happy birthday to him and everybody else born on December 23rd. Happy birthday, Capricorn. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
See you singing in the car.
Oh my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Beverly Porter.
Hey, Beverly, what you doing?
I just pulled up at work.
Beverly, you sound like you make a mean German chocolate cake.
You're a monster.
No, I don't like German chocolate cake.
Dang. Okay. Damn. Well, what's your check engine light looking like?
It's off.
Okay. Good. We don't need you out here stranded nowhere, especially in this fog. Oh, no.
Yeah.
True.
All right, Beverly, we got a shot to hook you up with a $50 gift card to Jazz a Louisiana Kitchen. If you want that, you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready, girl?
I'm ready.
Fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night.
And this Christmas.
na 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 na. Shake your hand, shake your hand.
Christmas spirit, cousin.
Mm-hmm.
You were getting that $50 Jazz in Louisiana Kitchen gift certificate. Who's going to take with you for dinner?
I'm going to take Mr. Kevin Owens.
By name. Okay. I know that's right. You better say that name. All right, cousin. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hot 103 Jam.
Duh.